A dozen Moroccan immigrants have been arrested in Spain in connection with the March 11th bombings that killed 190 people and hurt nearly 1,800 others. The attacks are believed to be the first by Islamic terrorists directed specifically at West European targets. Spain once was part of a grand Islamic empire, and the Moorish legacy still is evident, but Spaniards increasingly are wary of the Muslim presence in their society. NPR's Silvio Poggioli reports from Madrid.
Lavapiés is the gritty, mixed barrio that's home to many of Madrid's immigrant community. Its steep streets are dotted with Arab restaurants and locutorios, those call centers where immigrants can call home cheaply. It was a call center like this one that was run by Jamal Zougan, the 30-year-old Moroccan who's the key suspect in the investigation into the March 11th terrorist attacks. Zougan was traced through a cell phone that was supposed to act as a detonator for a bomb that didn't blow up. Since Zougan's arrest, police have been very visible on the streets of the barrio, and the tension is palpable. Police are checking the ID of a Moroccan. An agent reads the man's name over his walkie-talkie. Mustafa Imani gets annoyed when reporters gather to listen. A woman cop tells him to shut up. They're doing their job, she says. It's just like we're doing ours. For centuries, Spain lived on intimate terms with Islam. Muslims ruled most of the country from the 8th to the 15th century. Their legacy to world civilization included medicine, astronomy, and mathematics. Then came the Reconquista, when the Catholic monarchs Ferdinand and Isabella reconquered Spain in the name of Christianity. Amando de Miguel Rodriguez, professor of sociology at Complutense University, says the period of Moorish rule was a generally successful experiment in coexistence between cultures and religions.
But at the end of it, in the 15th century, the Muslims were expelled from Spain. So there is a conflict here and also an affinity.
The affinities can be found in language, ceramics, and cuisine. The conflict can be perceived in churches built on top of mosques, minarets transformed into bell towers. And the patron saint of Spain is traditionally depicted sitting triumphantly in his saddle, his horse's hoof crushing the body of a Moor, hence his name, Santiago Matamoros, St. James, the Moor Slayer. Today, tens of thousands of Muslims from North Africa come every year to the land once ruled by their Moorish ancestors. They come to Spain to take lowly jobs Spaniards don't want. Madrid's neo-Gothic Almudena Cathedral is the heart of Christian Spain. It's here that a state funeral was held for the victims of the March 11th attacks, attacks seen by some as driven by historic revenge. Churchgoer Maria Jose Hernandez is worried that an old enemy may have returned.
The Islamic religion is based on holy war. In Islam, violence means winning a place in heaven.
But Javier Valenzuela, an expert on the Islamic world, says Spain has its own long history of violence.
In fact, our history is made with crusades against everyone. Jews, we expelled the Jews, we expelled the Moorish. We were the pillar of the Catholicism in Europe, in the world. I know that it's very difficult for us, psychologically difficult, to accept that we are not anymore that monolithic Catholic country. For Spain, it's a kind of shock, trauma, no?
Madrid's main mosque is said to be the largest in Europe. Here, as in Muslim communities throughout the country, the train bombings were condemned. Imams said violence is against the teachings of Islam. But Thomas Barbulo, an expert on immigration and on the Islamic community, says Spanish authorities know next to nothing about what goes on inside these mosques.
Aquí lo que ha ocurrido.
The Spanish government washed its hands of this issue. It's Saudi Arabia which finances the construction of most mosques in Spain and imposes the teaching of Wahhabism, the most fundamentalist school of Islam.
Instead of becoming a bridge in the dialogue between Muslim immigrants and mainstream Spanish society, Barbulo says mosques often promote ideas and values alien to Western societies. Recently, a Spanish court handed down a 1-year and 3-month jail sentence to a Muslim cleric who wrote a book that was distributed in Islamic cultural centers, a book in which he advised men how to beat their wives without leaving marks. Several analysts say Spanish authorities have done little to promote Muslims' integration into Spanish society. Moroccan Mohamed El Yacoubi is one exception. He works as an editorial researcher for a TV show of political satire. Sitting at a computer, he takes us to the website and shows us a recent skit. Singing to the tune of an aria from Carmen, a puppet caricature of President George Bush urges Spain not to pull its troops from Iraq, as the incoming government has pledged to do. Mohamed El Yacoubi has a university degree and he's married to a Spanish woman. But he says there's a wall of prejudice separating Muslims from Spaniards. He says Spaniards are unable to understand why Muslims won't eat pork, and they still use what Muslims consider the offensive expression, no hay moros en la costa, there are no Moors on the coast, which means the road is safe. Mohamed says the great majority of his fellow Moroccans cross the Straits of Gibraltar and come to Spain for what it offers, not to reconquer lost Islamic land.
If you watch TV, see that a few kilometers away, you can live like a Maharaja. You see that your lifestyle could be much improved. You see 14, 15-year-olds driving their own cars. The images are too powerful, and you want that. So you'll risk anything to get it.
Mohamed says the sudden wave of immigration from North Africa has provoked mutual distrust. The Muslim feels rejected by a Spanish society that is filled with suspicion toward descendants of the Moors.
Todo eso es por el desconocimiento del otro.
We have wrong ideas about each other, based on misunderstandings and ignorance. That's why the two societies look down on each other.
Mohamed El Yacoubi says dialogue between Muslims and Spaniards is an obligation if progress is to be made. Dialogue, he says, is absolutely the only way to avoid a clash of civilizations. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Madrid.